Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Total Dudes with Sign Guy and Rex. Welcome to Total Dudes with Sign Guy and Rex. Welcome to Total Dudes with Sign Guy and Rex. It's time. Turmoil. The host of the Sign of the Times, the host of Sign Guys Wrestling Show. He is the peanut butter to my bucket full of dirty, moldy sweat. So make yourself a sandwich and welcome to the show. The genius, known only as Sign Guy. Sign Guy, how you doing, brother?
It depends what brand peanut butter was I.
Oh, you would be Jif.
Really? That's kind of disappointing.
Oh, just the best peanut butter. What's better? Peter Pan?
Reese's?
Reese's is gross.
It's the best.
Yuck. 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 So what's going on, Sign Guy? What's the scuttlebutt?
Well, the scuttlebutt, aren't you going to ask me if it's around the water cooler first?
I don't really care. Wherever the scuttlebutt's happening, that's where I want to hear from.
Well, the scuttlebutt is... there's possibly a huge deal going down at the Cauliflower Alley Club against Midwest Promotions and Pacific Northwest Promotions, all under the banner of the NWA. That's
yeah.
The rumor going around.
Whoa. I see. Now, what sort of things are we talking here? Is it you guys get to play some bocce ball together, maybe?
No, I think it'd be like some sort of like tag team event, possibly.
Hmm. Sounds good. Sounds good. What else is going on?
Well, I'm sampling this Zen tea once again. I've enjoyed this Zen tea.
Yes. How would you describe it? What would be your best description for said Zen tea?
Hint of mint.
Hint of mint. Hint of mint. Hint of mint. Yes.
Yes.
like a spearmint, a peppermint, a...
More of a peppermint, I guess.
Hmm. I see.
Well, speaking of mints, we meant to ask, did we find out the answer to the question that was burning on everyone's mind from last week?
No. No, we didn't.
How is that even possible? It was like the one mission. The one mission.
I didn't care.
That's the least caring attitude.
Not caring is definitely the least caring of all the attitudes. That is assuredly true. No, I just didn't care, so I didn't do it.
Well, I hope your surgeon does that. You're like, did you get the rotten appendix out of me, doctor? And he's like, nope, didn't care, so I just didn't do it. And he just walks away as your rotten appendix fills you with poison.
You're wishing my death upon me? You're wishing my death upon me because I didn't ask my dad if he liked an ice cream?
You're supposed to ask him which specific ice cream he did like.
Yeah, didn't...
I'm just saying, you know how I'd feel at that moment. You'd be like, now it's so clear to me.
I would probably be more thinking, ack, ack, I'm dying.
Yeah. I'm thinking you'd just be like, it's so clear. I understand the not caring when other people care so passionately.
Hmm. Well, excellent, excellent. Anything else going on?
Well, we have an exciting guest tonight.
Why don't you do the honor of introducing him?
We have with us multi-talented. He is an actor. He is a writer of movie reviews. He's former ring announcer, all around good egg, Sean Berkey.
Sean, how you doing, brother?
All right, guys, how are you? Nice introduction, thank you.
Well, Sign Guy, I think Sign Guy has a question to ask you to start off with. Not our most important question, Sign Guy. Not the most important one, but I bet you have one to ask him.
Well, I do have a minor one. Are you still going to be talking to us after this is over, or did we send you down such an arduous journey of a nightmare that you're scarred for life?
Well, it's just the beginning, so we'll have to see when the show's over with.
Excellent.
I'm
excellent.
A little trepidatious now.
Now, we got that question out of the way. Now we need to get to our most important question. Sean, this is a question. Well, actually, let's talk a little bit about Sean first. Let's get into that first. Tell us about yourself, Sean.
Well, I live in Muncie, Indiana. My dad lives in Columbus, so that's why I'm sometimes there. I do acting. I've done some ring announcing for wrestling and a couple times as a manager. And I'm also a karaoke singer and things like that. In March, I'm doing a play in Anderson, Much Ado About Nothing, and also I'll be shooting for Ruckus Ray Productions' Pigfoot 2.
So now, we were discussing this last episode. What is this Pigfoot 2 going to be about?
You'll have to... Well, have you watched Pigfoot 1?
No.
Okay, well, you got to watch that. I mean, I'm still looking at the script, so we'll just have to kind of figure that out soon, but it's sure to be really good, though. I mean, I'm playing the cameraman, and we encounter, like, a real creepy thing at the end.
Now, wait. Are you playing the cameraman, or are they telling you that so you'll be their cameraman for free?
Well, I'm supposed to be a... Well, I'm also supposed to be a stoner, so I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, if they want me as an actual cameraman, they're probably looking at the wrong guy.
All right, Saiga, what do you think about this Pigfoot, Saiga? What do you think it's going to be about? Is it going to be about Ricky? Never mind.
Could be about Southern cuisine.
Could be. It could be. And he's just like a cameraman roaming the countryside to film all these different dishes.
Well, we're filming some show, I think, within the show. And in the end, we encounter something really creepy later.
Hmm.
Hopefully, we'll all survive.
I just wanna ruminate on that thought for a moment. What creepy thing do you think they might encounter, Sign Guy?
A pig with club's feet.
I think, let's see, pig foot. I think it's gonna be a giant pig man.
Well, we shoot in mid-March, and so hopefully it'll be watchable soon after that, and I guess we'll all see it then.
Well, fantastic. We'll have to keep our eyes peeled to that one. What's your go-to karaoke song? What would be your number one choice if you were to go sing karaoke right now?
I usually do a lot of 80s stuff. I also do a lot of Broadway stuff. I mean, as far as go-to, I try to do something different every night. I mean, I might, you know, go a week or two by singing the same song.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like to do a lot of Peter Gabriel stuff. He's like my favorite singer. And then I'm always looking for something a little different. I really like to do Confrontation from Jekyll and Hyde the musical. That's a really good one for me to sing.
Sean, what do you think Sign Guy would pick as his go-to karaoke song? Do you have a guess?
The song Sign song.
By Tesla? Or not by originally by the Yonder Mountain Folk Band. I can't remember who it's originally by. One man.
Remade by Tesla. I don't remember who the originals are.
The string, is that, would that be your choice, Sign Guy?
No, I don't think so.
All right, then. Let's see. My go-to is Ignition the Remix from R. Kelly. That's usually one of my go-to choices.
So when are you guys on the Razor Ramones going to make your songs into karaoke tracks?
As soon as the public starts clamoring for it. So never. Yeah, probably never. Now, we do have to get into the most important question we ask anyone ever in the history of all questions. We've asked this question of every guest who has ever been on the show. And there's been a lot of soul-searching. There's been a lot of heart-wrenching and hand-wrenching. Sign Guy, do you want to ask this question?
Whom is this show for?
Who is the show for? That's a good question. I mean, let's see. I guess it's not really like absolute wrestling fans. I mean, I just finally watched it for the first time. Could we call it like a, some sort of like a chick flick kind of thing, I suppose? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the interesting thing about it. My friend Cody, we always like to point out, he said that it was targeted at the 13-year-old morbidly obese boy who had just spent a half hour outside staring at a dead dog. That was his choice. But the usual, I think, estimation on who the crowd is meant to be is towards the 20, 30, possibly slightly older woman. And I myself believe that to be the case, especially if you go look at their Facebook page. It's mostly young women commenting on there. However, there are times where I really wonder, how could they possibly want women to watch this with the horrible things they do to women on here? So I'm not sure. I don't know. Sonny, you got any thoughts there?
I think sometimes they don't know what the audience is. They just throw things on there and they say, well, maybe someone somewhere wants to see this.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, should we get started?
Well, I believe so.
Well, then, Sign Guy, why don't you hit that music? Take a scene from tonight's episode of Total Divas. We watch, we transcribe said scene, and we recreate it for you, the listener, at no additional charge. Sean, would you do karaoke of that thing you just heard?
Well, yeah, if you guys can get a track, I'll do it with when I come out to Columbus, next time we're in Columbus.
This is confirmed, Sign Guy.
I think it needs to happen.
Well, tonight's Total Dialogue, Sign Guy, will be Cassie banging away on Johnny A. Scolas. Sean will be Bree just cuckolding Daniel Bryan consistently. And I will be Nikki, poor Nikki Bella. And scene.
Cheers to mocktails.
Oh my gosh, I know.
Aren't you proud of us?
I am, like, shocked.
Ask for us to get that weekend off, by the way.
What weekend?
Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving.
John, Bree, and I are off. So I'll talk to John this week and let you know for sure.
Okay. So I have a feeling that it's going to be a brawly. So it is important to know if he wants to spend Thanksgiving with his family.
All right, pause for a second. What the fuck is a brawly, you guys? Does anyone know?
I have no idea.
I was very confused when that not only was said, but they printed it on the screen so you knew exactly what she said, so you didn't miss it, yet no explanation was given.
Is it like a family gathering that ends in some big brawl within the family?
The only thing I could think of that made any type of sense was brawly was some sort of like timeshare that they only got X amount of weeks per year, maybe.
All right, well, let's continue. Where were we? Right. I need to ask him, because if that's the 1 week we have, then we should go for it.
Well, even though I admit I thought, oh, John is flying all the family out to the house, having us all there, because he's going to propose, I kind of did think that.
I know that John and I would have to have a long conversation, but on our third anniversary, he did say he would marry me. He just needs to know, deep down, that I'm all right not being a mom.
Well, that's kind of like proposing.
That's huge.
That is huge.
He said that he doesn't want to spend the rest of his life with anyone but me, and wants me in his life forever. Even though I need to take time to think about things too. Like, am I going to be all right not being a mom?
I think you have to go into it thinking, okay, if we did get married, would I be okay with no children?
Oh, that's my spot. Son of a bitch. Oh, there it is. Right.
Well, who's to say that?
No. She has to say that to herself. She doesn't have to say it to him.
Well, I wish you would just say, okay, I want to marry you. Not even bring up the kid thing. I don't like that. I don't like that he's like, I'll marry you, but...
He's doing this upfront and honest, saying, I want you for the rest of my life, but I still don't want children. It'd be unfair to Nicole if he didn't say that, because it gives Nicole a choice.
We'll see. End scene. Sign guy, what was this?
This was a scene where the Bella twins and their mother, Kathy Colas, went to a lovely dinner, and for some reason never explained, they all had mocktails instead of getting completely trashed like they normally do. No explanation given as to why. And then they're discussing Thanksgiving plans, which Kathy Colas apparently forgot they had ever discussed, because she's, you know, like, what weekend were you wanting off? It's a brawly week. It's a brawly week, which I don't know what that indicated, but she sounded like, she's like, well, I hope you guys have other plans, because I totally forgot and I'm going to Aruba, or something like that was going through her mind. She got real nervous, and then Nikki had to, like, just force into the conversation that John Cena would now be comfortable enough to marry her, but definitely did not want to father children with her. And Bree was just like, well, I wish he wouldn't have said that, and then you could somehow trick him into thinking he wanted kids, and he would just forget that he doesn't, because Bree's not that bright. And then Kathy Colas had to point out, no, that would be unfair to Nicole, because then when she's like, okay, let's have kids, John Cena would be like, no, I never said that. I just wanted to marry you. So Dolph Ziggler would knock it off. But Bree still didn't really get it. But Kathy Colas understood the situation. She was extremely grateful to John Cena for marrying her older daughter and being upfront that he didn't want to have kids with her, no matter what. He would let Dolph Ziggler do that part, but he wanted no part in any children with Nikki Bella.
Now, let's get into it. Sean, let's start with you. Who did you hate this episode?
This is my first episode. I couldn't really bring myself to absolutely hate anybody just from this episode. With Bree pretty much telling her sister, yeah, let's trick him, like what Sign Guy was saying, that was pretty bad. So maybe her, I guess.
Okay, Sign Guy, you have any thoughts on Nikki Bella?
Nikki or Bree, which is whom Sean just mentioned?
I thought you said Nikki. Did you say Bree?
Bree.
Yeah, Bree.
Okay, I'm sorry. Bree, yes, Sign Guy, go on with Bree. I didn't really hate Bree this week. It was strange.
That is strange, because you hate everybody every week.
Yeah, she was barely in the episode and barely did anything, so.
Well, I wasn't a fan of Bree. She didn't make my list, but the two times they went to have a meal together, she was just all into this, well, John Cena's going to marry my sister, And if she marries him, she'll force him to have children. And then my dreams will come true because they'll have to watch my kids and their kids at the same time because Bree's hammered for the last several seasons of this show. Her dream since she was a kid was to have husbands and children alongside her sister, and then her sister could take over the parenting duties while she got Bree-mowed. So she's excited. She's like, well, John Cena's a stupid man. He won't recognize the fact that he's a father. We don't even have to tell John. We could just hide it. He won't understand what's happening when there's eight kids running around the house calling themselves Cena Jr. That's what Bree's mindset was. You could see the wheels spinning slowly in her head. But, you know, Kathy Cole has tried to point out to her daughter that John Cena is not a dumb man. He's fairly intelligent. He'd probably recognize the fact that Nikki was 9 months pregnant and then went away for a few days, came back with a small child. He'd figure it out.
I would think he would figure it out.
Well, you have to remember how all these broads think.
Yeah,
pretty
that's
much
true.
Every one of them down the line think that men are incredibly stupid and they won't pick up on things like this. Hey, I'll move my sister into our home full time, 24 hours a day. My husband won't ever notice because he's stupid. Stuff like that.
This is very true. This is very true. Yeah, I don't know. Brie Bella, man. I don't know. Sign guy, who'd you hate this week?
Number one, I had Dolph Ziggler.
Yes, me too.
I'm Dolph Ziggler this week.
Or is his name Nick? Which is it? Is it Dolph or is it Nick?
This week they solely went with Dolph.
No. Nikki called him Nick multiple times.
Only in the flashbacks, though.
No, when they were at the children's book reading.
Yep, they did.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Yes, they did.
Can Sean Berkey confirm this?
Yes. Yes, I did hear that thing. Paul preferred to dress him as Nick instead of Dolph.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, still, Dolph Ziggler, a.k.a. Nick, he was still chasing after Nikki Bella.
Uh-huh.
He didn't get the fact that she said no, slapped him, told John Cena. But, you know, since John Cena said he was perfectly fine with her marrying Dolph, maybe that's what encouraged Dolph, but still, going after John Cena's possible fiance now. I don't know if technically that was a proposal and acceptance or what, but he like constantly trying to hold her hand and making things really uncomfortable, coming off as an extreme creepy stalker, nearly sexual predator-like in nature, Dolph Ziggler.
Yes.
Did the slap happen last season? I didn't hear about that one.
Slap was episode one of this season.
Okay.
Yes.
They were acting like nothing really happened, like when they were at the book reading and stuff.
Well, what happened was the last season kind of concluded with this cliffhanger of Dolph Ziggler, like, professing his love to Nikki outside of an event. And so then this season, last week, started with that scene and him, like, kissing her and her slapping him. So that's... And then she decided to not tell John Cena. And then last episode was just Dolph Ziggler constantly making fun of John Cena. Like, can you imagine a fucking world where Dolph Ziggler thinks he's allowed to make fun of John Cena? Like, you're fucking geek-ass Dolph Ziggler, and you're running around talking about John Cena. Like, give me a break. You you dork. He's just a dork. But Ziggler, yeah, he was no good. The constant jokes from this fucking guy, and then you'd be like, I'm kidding. That was tremendously bad. And he's supposed to be a comedian.
Yeah, one thing I want to point out, I don't know if you guys watch Unfiltered with Renee Young religiously like everyone in the world should, but when Dolph Ziggler was on Unfiltered with Renee Young, which was filmed late December of last year, he was wearing a Nikki Bella t-shirt.
Oh. That's fascinating. I wonder what that means.
I don't know, but I saw that right away. It was... I don't know if it meant something or if he was teasing it because of Total Divas upcoming season. I don't know if it was just like an inside thing. It's hard to say.
Interesting. Now, anything else to say about Dolph Ziggler, Sean, before we move on?
Yeah, I mean, he did seem rather socially inept the way he just kept going after Nikki. Things that have happened, and yeah, he was another one that I wasn't really big on. I mean, I've only seen through wrestling, but yeah, I kind of agree with Sign Guy on that one too.
Yeah, he's a fucking geek, and I wish he would go away forever.
I forgot his name was Nick. And then I remembered, oh, Nikki of the Spirit Squad.
Yeah. Oh, Nick Nemeth, yes. Or
yeah,
Nikki.
Well, he was that caddy to Kerwin White in his very brief first stint.
Yeah, then old Nikki and the Spirit Squad. To failed Def Leppard roadie character he has going on now. So he's pretty cool. He's pretty hip and with it. He listens to a lot of Quiet Riot and straightens his hair. He's a real fucking cool guy that should be making fun of goddamn John Cena.
You just said seconds ago that he wasn't. Which is it? Pick a side and stick to it.
It's called sarcasm, Sign Guy. You'll learn it one of these days.
So you were being sarcastic earlier, and now you think he's tremendous.
So, Sean, who else did you hate this week?
I mean, other than that, because those were really the only people they didn't really focus on that much. I mean,
I am sure that Sign Guy and I have a few more here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Now, I want to get into the two that I kind of just... They could be called two and three, but I think they tied. It's Paige and Alicia. Because these two fucking idiots just decided to shit all over kayfabe for this poor little child that came up to him. Like, Paige, you're my favorite. I love you. She's like, when you going to be fighting? She's like, I'm going to be fighting. She's like, y'all going to be fighting tomorrow? She's like, who are you going to be fighting? And Paige's like, oh, I'm going to be fighting her. We're going to be fighting each other. And then that poor little child was like, and your friends? And she just couldn't get it. It was so sad because those two idiots couldn't possibly be bothered to just, like, I don't know, not sit out in the middle of goddamn public together. Seems easy to me. I don't know.
I mean, they always have them sitting in restaurants anyway. I don't know. I mean, yeah, the whole drama between them, that whole episode, got to be a bit much.
Yeah, it was garbage, too. But I was more upset about how they ruined it for that poor little child. They could have sat inside a restaurant like adults do, where children don't go. But they're just sitting on the New York, like, hey, where there's probably maybe the highest percentage of, like, people that watch wrestling. I don't know, like, maybe not the highest percentage, but the highest amount of people that do.
Yeah, I didn't really notice that part too much, I guess. But I see what you're saying.
Sign Guy, did you notice that part?
Yeah, a little.
So you have any thoughts on those two idiots, or?
They didn't make my list. I thought it was fairly ridiculous that, you know, they had this deal where Alicia's like, oh, she's taking her personal feelings while she's shooting on me. It didn't look like a shoot. Maybe she was just tired. That's why she was sandbagging her. But at least she was like, oh, she's shooting on me, trying to make me look bad.
And the idea that she didn't know that it's called sandbagging, and she called it what? You kept playing possum.
Playing possum, yeah. I wondered about that one.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty preposterous, too. Now, how did you feel about these two, you know, when they made up with each other and all? Any thoughts there?
I was disappointed because when we got the big upcoming preview for the season, they made it seem like it was going to be this huge deal that would be ongoing throughout the whole season.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wow, why is Paige and Foxy going to be feuding all season? And then it was like, oh, no big deal. We're good.
Yeah. Say it again,
yeah.
Sean. Couldn't hear you.
Have they done that before, though, where they have that big scuffle like that?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I would figure maybe it can happen later in the season. They'll just have some other stupid thing that they fight over.
Oh, yeah, that's entirely possible. So, sign guy, who else did you hate then?
Number three, I had Natty.
I knew it.
I wasn't going to put Natty on my list. I'm like, well, she's not doing anything too horrible this episode, and we were almost through it.
Uh-huh.
But then, at the end of Natty's run on the episode, she turns into a sexual predator and goes after Summer.
Yes.
Like, would not take no as an answer. Summer was trying to explain no means no, but Natty's like, your mouth says no, but your eyes say yes. And she just wanted to kiss Summer. Just no reason, just wanted to kiss her. Just because she's like, I'll just force myself on you because I'm bigger and stronger. And Summer's like, no, don't do that. And Natty's like, sorry. You're going to have my tongue all up in you. By the way, I totally forgot why I was ever mad with you. Why was that? And she's like, I shattered your nose with a slap on the cheek. And he's like, it doesn't matter anymore. Doesn't matter a bit now. I'm in love with you, Summer. She's like, you want me to leave TJ and just move in with you now, or should we wait a few episodes? Because Nikki just went completely bonkers. She's done some wild, wacky, crazy stuff in her day.
Mm-hmm.
Never has she, like, tried to force herself on someone backstage at a show. She's made out with bras on Total Divas before. She sure has.
Oh, yeah.
She made out with Rosa Mendez at a nightclub.
Yes.
But never backstage at a show in front of all the other divas did she ever act like that. She crossed that line now.
I do think, though, sign guy, that Sean needs to hear Natty in a nutshell.
Well, some of the things Natty has done, Sean, in the course of these several episodes, she took a quarter bite of a brownie that she was told contained marijuana after the fact. She spat out that bite. 2 weeks later, she was told she was going to need to take a mandatory drug test for work, purposely wrecked her car to avoid a drug test, thinking that was still in her system. She had bugs fly out of her hair. She had her house fumigated, then run in to the poison-filled house to retrieve a bowl for her cat to sit in. She told TJ she hated the birthday gift he got her before ever laying eyes on it. She moved her sister into her home, thinking TJ was just too stupid to ever notice that her sister now lived in their home with them. she told TJ it was going to cost $5,000 to put their house on the market after the repairs that they needed, except that it cost $20,000, and she thought he was too stupid to know the difference between 20 and 5 and would just not notice. Those are some of the natty things that have happened.
I guess I wasn't paying much attention to the very, very end because I didn't really see the sexual assault thing. I just saw them kind of talking a little bit. I didn't see them, like, do anything else.
Oh, Maddie literally chased her around the room saying, "I'm going to kiss you, Summer. I'm going to kiss you." And Summer's like, "No, no." And Maddie was like, "Yes, yes, I am." And she forced her up against a wall and kissed her.
Yes.
Long and deep.
I guess I'll just kind of wrapping things up after we watch that end.
You really don't need to.
I wouldn't do it if you've recently eaten, because it was not a very cohesive.
Yeah, I was kind of like through the episode. I mean, I was kind of understanding. I mean, hey, I'm not, okay, being worried about her future and stuff. But then, yeah, what you're saying, I was just kind of zoned out near the very end.
You mean you zoned out on this phenomenally boring episode of this show?
Well, sounds like the most exciting part. I must have, because I don't really remember.
I don't want to make you possibly turn into the show ever again, but this was definitely one of the more boring episodes.
I mean, it did kind of look like they were kind of all over the place. I mean, it looks like next week they'll be back in the house, right? Or I saw they were making a huge thing about Eva Marie returning next week.
Yes.
And about the drama.
Thank you.
Another thing about Natty really quick, and this I also forgot to mention about Nikki, both of them got on my most hated list because they do not know what the word literal means at all. They apparently went to Gorilla Monsoon High School to learn English. Natty said to Cesaro, "I am literally torn in half."
Hey,
she was not. She was completely whole.
Here's
and earlier, Nikki said, "It's like my heart literally went down to my stomach." She would be dead if that happened. If her heart dropped down into her stomach,
but
she wouldn't survive.
But let me be a sound of I don't know. Just let me. Natty was wearing clothes, right?
Yes.
So could you see if, in fact, she was or was not torn apart, perhaps stapled herself back together, and then walked to the hospital? Can you prove this?
Yes, because you would have seen the blood soaking through the clothes.
Ah, but that's the thing. Perhaps she doesn't bleed anymore. She is getting older.
No, she just... the word literal.
That was
the grumpy pussycat. She stalks that poor pussycat to no end.
Yes.
Goes to the Frisky's tasting challenge. I don't know what that was, but it freaked me out really bad. It exists in general. And then it goes to this thing. And she just starts laying her life story out to the grumpy pussycat, and the grumpy pussycat looks up at her like, "Why are you back here with me again? Didn't I suffer enough?" Natty just sticking her finger right in the grumpy pussycat's face, telling her, you know, all about TJ, like waiting for the grumpy pussycat to lay down some advice to her.
Yeah, did she think it's Garfield that would, like, talk to her?
No, because she saw the Grumpy Pussycat movie before, and the Grumpy Pussycat's off.
Yeah,
that was a great movie, too. Sean, did you ever review that one?
Which one?
The Grumpy Pussycat movie? It's an adventure,
I'm sure I have not seen that.
Oh, it's really good. The Grumpy Pussycat's voice sounds like Aubrey Plaza.
Grumpy Pussycat, okay, I'll have to keep that in mind.
Let me look up the name of it. Grumpy Pussycat's Christmas Shenanigans or something. Hold on. It came out about 2 years ago, I think.
Yeah, that sounds right.
It doesn't appear to be on Netflix.
No, it is assuredly not. It was on, it's like on ABC Family or one of those channels.
On Hallmark. Hallmark.
It's called Grumpy Cat's Worst Christmas Ever. It came out Christmas of 2014. So it was a year ago.
Okay, yeah, I just looked it up. I found it now.
It was on Lifetime. It was on Lifetime. Sign guy, it was on Lifetime.
Was it? What?
Yeah.
I was close. Closer than you.
They're the same. ABC Family is closer than... Jesus Christ. I give up.
I think the grumpy pussycat wanted to give up when Natty kept messing with its face.
Just fingering away at that damn cat's face. That cat has some health issues, you know? It has some problems. Well, this creep cat lady's just fingering away at its damn face. Surprised she didn't try to summary that damn cat. Trap it up against the wall. Oh, brother. Anyone we've neglected to talk about that we hated? I don't have... I think we've got through everyone I hated. So let's move on to whom we liked. Sean, who was your favorite person this week?
You know, I gotta say, I never thought I'd say this, but I just realized how much alike I am to Cena, and the way I don't want kids either. So we can relate to each other.
So why do you hate kids?
That's the thing. I don't hate kids, and neither does Cena. I just don't want them of my own. He doesn't really hate kids. He doesn't hate kids whatsoever, or at least not the Make-A-Wish ones anymore.
Well, let's talk about this. The only children we ever see John Cena around are dying ones.
That's, yeah, I guess you got a point there.
He goes in these hospitals where these kids are just dying. It's the only time
he's... Yeah, he saw his 500th child last
My 500th child I watched die. So we have no proof that he doesn't hate children, honestly.
Once he sees the look in
his kids' eyes, they're like, oh, I have leukemia. Oh, I have brain cancer. Then he just gets so excited with them and parties with them. I really think he enjoys this. But you like Cena. Sign guy, what do you think? Do you think John Cena hates children?
I don't think he hates children. He just likes sick ones.
Why? Why do you think he likes them? They're easier to take advantage. Oh God, that's going too far. Does he like to watch their death to remind himself of his own mortality and therefore push himself to fight harder?
No, I think he knows that sick children usually can get more out of people. So when the sick children say, I wish I had a John Cena hat and wristbands, maybe a cap, someone will say, well, that's not too much to ask for, so they buy it. More money in the pocket of John Cena.
That's a good
point. He knows target audience.
He gets on TV all the time with this stuff, too. Did you have any other thoughts on Cena, Sign Guy?
I was really conflicted with John Cena. On one hand, I despise that he spent the last several seasons making it extremely clear for very specific personal reasons why he did not want to get married ever again.
Mm-hmm.
That was mantra was he would not marry again because of how badly the last one ended, and he did not want to ever go through that again. And then just casually, just like, oh, yeah, I'll marry you. No problem.
Yeah.
Just on a whim, just, nah, sure. Let's get married.
At least there's a compromise. You know, like, I'll marry as long as we don't have to have kids.
That's the thing, though. He forgets. He doesn't have to be involved with that because Nikki Bella's got those frozen eggs that she got from a couple of seasons ago.
Oh, yeah.
To go behind Cena's back, had the kid, and said, oh, well, it's not really yours, but kind of, sort of.
Cena, he came off about the same as last week. Kind of weird. Last week he's telling old Nikki, I can't make you love me. And then this week he's telling her, I want to marry you. I couldn't live without you. So it's kind of weird. Kind of a weird thing. She was about to go fuck off with Ziggler. He's just like, if that's what you want to do, go do it. And then this week it's like, I need you to marry me after seasons of saying I would never marry you. So he's kind of a little hot and cold here, I would say. A little hot and a little cold.
He's like a Katy Perry song, I agree. But
yeah, it's like the song Teenage Dream.
That one also. But
oh.
He's kind of like a peacock cock. A peacock cock. Because he's got all these neon collars that he sells to the children so they can be easily spotted in a crowd.
Makes abductions much easier, yes.
What really conflicted me was he went out to this ceremony with the children, and he's like, you guys are just here to play games. You don't want to listen to anyone talk. And they're like, that's right. We aren't just here to play games. Like, let's just do that. He's like, I'm not going to give a big speech, make myself sound important for an hour to impress your parents. Just play the games.
Yes. Now, let me ask you guys a question. Would you rather have inoperable brain tumor or play games with John Cena at Dave and Buster's? You gotta pick
several massive head traumas, including several brain injuries, but I think I'd play the game with John Cena, especially if he's playing like chess or something like that. We could get like into a non-conventional game.
I think that's a pretty good choice. Sean, which one would you pick?
I think I'll go hang out at Dave and Buster's with John Cena for a while.
Good. I was afraid you guys were going to choose the inoperable brain tumor. I'm gonna go hang out with John Cena at Dave and Buster's too. I bet he rents the damn place out, and you get to play all the games you want for free. Me and John Cena we'd be playing that 3-point popper shot, not the little geek popper shot, the 3-pointer one, and I would beat him. Because I'm from Indiana. He's from Boston. They don't play basketball out in Boston.
Really, they don't play basketball where the game was actually invented, huh?
No. God, no. It might have been invented there, but it was perfected in Indiana. Yo, they invented it there with fucking peach baskets, and they would toss balls of hair they brushed off their horses into that. It's not even similar. Your horse hair ball peach basket game is completely different.
Not really, or otherwise they would have changed the name.
They did. It was called horse hair peach basketball.
It was not. It was not
and
ever called that.
Absolutely. Dr. James Naismith, I read his original written game rules for his gym class on it, and that's what it said. Horsehair peach basketball. And then they're like, ugh, boy, that's really long-winded. We should shorten that. He's like, horsehair ball. And they're like, no, how about basketball? When it came to Indiana, that's when they shortened it.
I'm going to have to see these notes.
I'll look for them, and I'll present them to you next week.
Are you really going to do that? Because usually you say you're going to do something, and then the next week after I've waited an entire week and got my hopes and dreams up, you're like, oh, I didn't care, so I didn't do it.
Yeah, I'm really going to do it. I would never let you down.
Sean, you are my witness. So when he says this, you are my witness for when I sue him for some sort of emotional trauma.
I will be there. Can you fly, if it's in Seattle, can you fly me out there?
Yes. Yes, you will be deposed, as they call it.
Yeah, he will dispose of you once he's done with you, because he has...
He'll take a deposition. It's legalese. Ask your buddy Pal Winky Face about it.
I don't need any legalese. Now, Sean, who else did you like?
After that, I mean, I don't know, because though you said the episode was kind of boring anyways and not a lot went on.
I got a big
cameo from Cesaro, I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Hanging out with his best friend.
Yes, because he had the best lines. So he shows up there with the balloons and flowers for TJ, and we immediately find out that TJ's been telling all the nurses about how hot Cesaro is, because that's what buddies do. They want to put over their buddy to these people. It's not gay, like Natty's trying to say TJ's gay for thinking his friend has a good physique. That's a nice thing to say about your friend. But then Cesaro, first off, he couldn't remember the name of one of the geek Los Matadores. He's like, what's his name? Primo. And that's fine. And then he's all, I don't need to tweet that I'm a good friend. But then he said the line. Good thing it was a cat scan and not a dog scan. How'd you feel about it, Sign Guy? Was that the greatest joke ever on the show?
It was too natty-fied. Too natty-fied.
No, that was a straight-up Cesaro joke, I can promise you. From the significant amount of time I spent around the fella, that's straight-up his kind of joke. That was him. 1,000%.
Did you ever hear him say that exactly?
That exact joke? No, I did not. Because
well, then
it
was
that
really maybe bizarre. It was natty-fied.
We're sitting in a pizza place or something. He's like, hey, more good thing it's a cat skin and not a dog skin. And we'd be all like, are you having a stroke right now? So, what do you think of Cesaro, though?
I wasn't really huge on his appearance there. I mean, he came to visit TJ, and he's like, maybe I'll show up when the cameras are there. Maybe they'll put me in Total Divas. Maybe I'll start dating one of the broads later. Maybe they'll be Natty.
No, who could he date?
I think he'll probably end up dating Natty, because Natty will be like, oh, well, he looked exactly like TJ, so I was confused.
No, wait, though. Cesaro Del Rey's been on the show a few times, and as far as I know, those two are still together.
Possibly then.
Yeah. All right. So who'd you like then?
Number three, I had TJ.
Yeah, his trained cats.
Yes, he would rather be fresh off of major neck surgery, where he can barely move, with a couple of pussy cats. And Ellie Neidhart than he would to have his wife at home doing complete random craziness and complaining that she wasn't on the road and they forgot her and she's washed up and just blowing her eyes out. He would rather just be like, I don't care, just go far away. I don't want you anywhere near the house while I recover. That was great of TJ, just like, not even sad to admit it, just get out of here, don't want you around. I'd rather have Ellie walking around, Jim, drink all the vodka, Then I would have Natty just saying, TJ, Carano hates me because he didn't call me this morning, and he must have forgotten who I am, so I have to call him and say, I'm the fraud with the cat. Remember, you talked about my cat.
And all this is happening while TJ's still in recovery in his hospital room and with, you know, very precious, precarious neck surgery that has just finished. And Natty crawls up in the goddamn bed with him and it's like wrapping herself around this man who could have nearly been paralyzed or died, you know? Any thoughts on TJ,
Sean? To be fair, they wanted him to get up and go jogging, but TJ was like, I don't want to jog down the hall because it was boring. It was a boring hall.
Well, yeah, he had to go through surgery and stuff, so, I mean, I didn't really have too much on him one way or the other, honestly.
Let's see. You know, I had Kathy Colas on my list. She was the oral representation of logical thinking. She was just pointing out, listen, it is very nice of John Cena to straight up lay out what he wants out of your relationship instead of doing as Bree would prefer to have him do and completely hide his feelings and never admit the truth to anything. So I like Kathy for that. Sign guy, what'd you think about Kathy?
She was my number one.
Yes.
Now, Kathy this week was the parental authoritative figure because Bree was kind of like, oh, well, that's a proposal that counts. You got to get married today and then start having babies, but don't tell John Cena. Because he just won't understand. He won't get it. He'll just look at the kids and be like, huh, I wonder how these kids got in here. He won't know that he fathered them and that you're raising them in the house that he owns. But Kathy Colas knew that. She knew John Cena is not stupid. She knew he'd figure that out really quick. So she's like, well, he had to be honest with Nicole and give her a choice of him or Dolph Ziggler. So that's what he did here. That's why he did that. He's like, well, I don't want children, but if she does, she might as well go with Dolph. Gives her a choice. The adult thing to do. Kathy Colas knew that, but still bugs me with that whole Brawley thing. I was completely baffled. I'm like,
gonna be a Brawley.
What was a Brawley? They even put a graphic on the screen.
Yeah,
saying,
that said Brawley.
But they didn't explain what it was.
What the hell is a Brawley? I'm Googling it. See if I can find anything. Tawana Brawley rape allegations? Could that be it?
No. They wouldn't have that around the Thanksgiving table.
Well, we don't know what a Bella Thanksgiving is like.
I still don't think that'd be it.
Yeah, there's no, I all right, I'm going to say it. Yeah, there's no unwanted sexual advances in that family.
Well, I think where they were going was someplace in Brawley, California.
Oh, could that be it?
Yeah, I think I'm looking at like some recaps and stuff. I do think that's it right there.
Brawley, California?
Yeah.
I don't know. That doesn't seem right either, because weren't they talking about it being Cena's thing?
Well, as I looked it up, I actually looked at Thunder in 2013, and within that, you know, it's in the results. So this week on Total Divas, Nikki, Bree, and their brother go to visit when they arrive at their Nana's house in the lovely Brawley, California.
Huh.
Brawley, California.
That makes sense because she was talking like it would be Brawley, it wouldn't be Phoenix. So maybe they're going to Nana's house.
But I thought...
That's why she needed to know, because Nana would want to know the exact count.
So Cena is flying them all to someone else's family's house?
I think what Brie was saying was he was going to fly all of her family to Nana's and then propose. She didn't realize he was going to possibly go see his own family.
But guys, I've got another possible thing here. Brawley's restaurant serving home-style breakfast to the Tucson area.
That's another possibility, because maybe they were just going to not have it at anyone's home. They were just going to go out to eat. So that's why they needed to know how many people.
And we know the importance of breakfast.
We really do.
So maybe it's Brawley's restaurant. Maybe Cena's flying all these people to this random restaurant in Tucson, Arizona.
Well, that makes sense, too. Maybe if he wanted to see his family, he would just fly them there, and then the two families would have one big meal together, but they needed to know if Cena's family was going to go to Tucson or not so they could plan how many to expect for the reservation. That makes a lot of sense.
Here's something important to also ponder. Which kind of omelet would you get, Sean? Here's what you get with the omelet. You get 3 whipped eggs, of course, served with your choice of hash browns and toast, hash browns and 1 biscuit with gravy, or 4 small pancakes. So think that through first. And then here are your choices for omelets. You could get a plain omelet, ham and cheese, bacon and sausage or cheese, Spanish omelet, mushroom and spinach with hollandaise sauce, the Brawley's omelet, their namesake, with tomatoes, onion, ham, and Swiss cheese. Just a cheese omelet, a diced green chili and Swiss cheese omelet, a mushroom and Swiss cheese omelet, a Denver omelet with ham, bell peppers, and onions, or the chili with beans omelet. So what kind of meal are you going to make here, Sean? What's your choice?
I guess the cheese omelet and pancakes. I'm not a big breakfast eater. I usually just have a cup of coffee in the morning, and that's my breakfast.
Oof. But just the cheese omelet, that kind of hurts me in my lower intestines, I think. Sign guy, how would you go?
Well, what I think I would get at Brawley's, I think I'd actually go with a short stack of pancakes, and then I would get on the side some turkey sausage, and then a cup of coffee.
That wasn't one of the choices. We're talking omelets.
It's
We're
on their
talking,
menu.
We're not talking fancy off-menu items. We're talking omelets.
It's on their menu.
We're talking omelets, brother.
Yeah, I don't do omelets myself.
Oh, you need your protein.
Well, that's what the turkey sausage is for.
That's not a protein. You should have the turkey sausage and the other protein.
That's not what I would order.
I would be torn, because I always like a good chili omelet. Load up the chili on the omelet. That's delicious. But man, that mushroom and spinach with the hollandaise sauce, that sounds pretty great too. So I'm not sure which one of those I would go with. It would be a toss-up. It would depend
on your choice.
It would depend on my mood on the day. Let's say it's a day where I wake
up. Did you
up,
say day or minute?
On the time I walked to Brawley's and looked at the menu. Because, you know, some mornings, your stomach can't handle chili that early. Mine typically can. There's some mornings where I'm already in a world of hurt when I wake up, and the thought of adding chili onto that is just a nightmare. But, so I'm going to say mushroom and spinach with the hollandaise sauce. That's going to be my omelet. And then I'm going to go with the hash browns, the biscuits and gravy, and then I'm going to get a side of all the bacon. That's a breakfast.
And a beverage?
I just have room temperature water.
That's not on the menu.
I bet they have room temperature water.
Not on the menu, though.
Oh, they have all sorts of different Benedicts, too. Oh, man, you can get a Brawley's Benedict? Oof. These are some delicious foods, Sean, man. You might want to rethink your breakfast mornings. I'm starting to rethink mine these days. I used to be with you. I wasn't a big breakfast fan. But just what they can do with eggs these days, I'll tell you.
Okay, I'm looking at it now.
Eggs are good any time of the day, I think. What's your favorite kind of egg, sign guy?
Yeah, I'm not an egg guy.
You're not an egg guy? I can tell by those little scrawny things you call arms. Not enough protein, brother.
What's a turkey sausage is for?
Yeah, turkey sausage. Ugh, I'm going to get these chorizo patties, English muffin, green chile, and 2 poached eggs with hollandaise sauce. The Mexi Benedict. Are you kidding me? Man, we're living the life, brother. We got to go try out Brawley sometime, I think.
I wonder what type of coffee they serve there.
Oh, I bet it's just gross Folgers or something.
Yeah, that would be disappointing. Now, if they were to serve, like, maybe a Boyd's coffee,
yeah,
that I would be fine with.
Oh, have you asked Sean about his favorite coffee? He says he drinks coffee in the morning.
What coffee prefer you, Sean?
I like the hazelnut coffee myself. That's one of my favorites. Remember a couple of years ago, though, I haven't been able to find it. I had this stuff called cookies and cream coffee. It was really good.
Oh, this sounds like it hurts, sign guy.
Was that a K-cup deal?
Oh, no, it's been a while. All
right.
No, it wasn't a K-cup. No, it was not K-cup.
Oh, it was just a bag of ground coffee.
Yeah, it was just a bag of ground coffee. I was over at this Muncie department store. I found it. And I didn't find it the next time I went in.
Now, Muncie, not a place with a lot of really great restaurants, I have to say. I found it very lacking, my time I spent in there. And I spent a lot of time there. But there is one place I love. You can get my favorite meal, beer, and that is the Herat. How do you feel about the Herat, Sean?
Oh, I go there on occasion. I don't go there and I don't go there enough to be able to get my name on there because you can get your name on a little plaque out there.
Of course, yeah, the Herat, excellent place. What would you call your favorite restaurant in all of Muncie?
My favorite? Gosh, I have to think about that one. I do like to go a good place in downtown Muncie though. Savages, they have pretty good food, drinks.
We know
too.
Savages.
I do like to go to the. I do like going to Casa del Sol.
Yeah. In the Porto.
Yep. So you come to Muncie a lot?
My wife lived there forever.
Wait a second. You only did one. My wife.
I didn't finish it. My wife.
Yeah, you should try to get your guys booked there. There's like Be Here Now. You might be able to get booked in acoustic room.
We're supposed to play maybe the Herat at some point, or maybe Scotty, the bartender at the Herat's basement. So it'll probably happen sometime. It's just been not able to fall in line yet, but yeah, it'll happen.
The Valhalla right by the Herat, the building
They bought. Yeah, didn't that used to be Docks or something? Or
it was Docks. It was Docks before, yeah.
Yeah, Docks is a weird place. So that's our discussion on Muncie. Not a lot to it, just like Muncie. I love roasting Muncie because I just don't like it.
To be fair, you don't like many things.
That is very true. I don't like many things. Have we talked about everything?
No, because we never got my number two.
Oh, God. Is it Brawley's Mexa Benedict?
No.
What
oh, did
it?
You notice they did show Brawley's, and, you know, at one point in a previous episode, now that I'm thinking about it.
Did they?
Yeah. When they were in Tucson, Daniel and Brie went.
Maybe it isn't.
Yeah, I'm thinking that Sean nailed it. I think that's what it is. But,
no, he didn't nail it. I nailed it.
I'm giving him the credit, though.
They look at wrestling recaps, though, and they did go to, it looks like they did go to Brawley, California, though. I was looking at those recaps, like where the Brabella's grandmother lives or something.
Yeah. It could be both. Who knows? All right, Sanga, your other person.
My number two was Summer.
Yep.
Now, Summer spent the entire episode taking every cheap shot she could at Natty. She's like, huh, Natty's upset because TJ's going to have massive neck surgery. Perfect time to just throw some zingers her way, get her to cry. I like that because, you know, Natty did the same thing to Summer the last couple of seasons. Any cheap shot Natty could take, she'd take it. So Summer was like, well, yeah, no problem with it. So I have no problem with it. And then poor Summer is like, well, I think you're one of the best wrestlers that's ever been in the entire company. And you're iconic here. And I have no problem saying that. I'm not going to not say it just because I'm not getting along with you. I'll give you the credit you deserve because I'm an adult. And Natty's like, well, that's very mature of you. No, I'm in love with you. And she tried to make out with her. Summer didn't go running to Carano saying, one of your broads just sexually assaulted me. We need to fire her right away. She could have, she should have, but she did not. She, like, don't want to go to Carano, and she's obviously emotionally unstable due to having to care for her potentially paralyzed husband. Plus, they have never pointed out in the first two episodes, Natty had this supposed eye that was going to go blind.
Yes.
They've not mentioned it once.
Nope. They have not. Who knows? Well, Sean, any thoughts on any of this that we haven't mentioned? Any final word?
No, not too much. I mean, that was, like I said, that was my first episode. Honestly, I don't think I'll really continue on a regular basis. I'd love to meet you guys.
Well, plug yourself again. Plug it all. Get it out there again before you go.
All right. So, in March, I'm in the Shakespeare play Much Ado About Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be pretty soon. And right after that, in March, I'll be shooting for some Bigfoot, too.
All right, we'll keep an eye out for all of it. Thanks for joining us, brother. It was a delight.
Thanks for having me.
All right, you take it easy, sir.
You too.
All right, brother. Sign guy, what do you have coming up?
Well, this coming Friday on Sign Guy's Wrestling Show, we conclude NWA Blue Collar Month with NWA Blue Collar Manager Sarge. Sarge is going to be on the show.
Yes.
Then Sunday on Turnbuckle, we have Earl Cooter out of the New York area. I believe he just finished working a Evolve show.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Was it the one Triple H was at?
That is my understanding.
Yeah. Wow, did he meet Triple H?
That's what we'll have to ask him on Sunday.
Interesting. What else is going on?
That's what I have for this week, I believe. I believe that's all I've got going on. I've just wrapped up. I did two SCW shows in Bremerton and an NWA Blue Collar show in Portland. A lot of miles this last week.
Well, that's making the big bucks, brother, traveling up and down the byways and the highways. That's what you got to do.
Absolutely.
Razor Ramones were playing in Elkhart, Indiana this Friday. Nearby to the home of Notre Dame. So I'll spend the whole night mocking Notre Dame. Tell them how they are all a bunch of Rudies in my eyes.
Now, was Rudy your favorite of the Huxtable children, or were you a Sander man? Because you strike me as a Sander man.
Theo was definitely the worst one. We all agree to that. Rudy, yeah, she was a little too cute for her own good, and I didn't really care for that. I don't like little sassy cute kids. They need a spanking for when they sass like that. I guess Sandra.
I called it.
Yeah, which one would you pick?
I would have to go with,
It's a hard choice.
It really is. I think I would also go with Sandra.
Yeah, because Theo's like the Urkel of the Huxtable family. He sucks.
Vanessa was just too whiny. Just
yeah,
too much of a whiner.
But the mom was the best one, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Claire was the light.
Yes. And then there was this other guy that was on there. I can't... man, what... the dad, I don't know who he was. It seems like he's just disappeared lately. I wonder what happened to him.
Bill Cosby?
Yeah, what's happened to him?
Oh, he's involved in some sort of a court case or something or another.
Yeah, a lot of rape. All right. That seems like as good a place as any to end it. So, play the music. Bye, everybody.
Welcome to Total Dudes with Sign Guy and Rex.
Welcome to Total Dudes with Sign Guy and Rex.
Welcome to Total Dudes with Sign Guy and Rex. It's time.
Bye.